I get the good old boy network reference. It conjures a group of men, usually older white men, who believe women should be seen, not heard. They trade favors and keep their ranks exclusive. And most women who've been in business or politics for a few decades have encountered it.
Yes, I did. Many times. What about a good old girl network? No, I don't think I've ever encountered that.
That's Dale Halton, the former president of Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Charlotte. McCrory's repeated reference to the good old girls club befuddled me, so I asked around at the Charlotte Rotary Club meeting last week.
I don't know what that is.
I haven't seen one of those.
Kathy Thomas and Liz Irwin there. So if the good old girls club doesn't exist, why does McCrory insist on promising to break it up?
Because Beverly Perdue was a part of that club for 20 years.
Is there any such thing as a good old girls club? She's the only woman in it, so it's a club of one.
No, there's a few powerful, both male and females, who were part of that club. It was primarily men, but Beverly Perdue and several others joined the club and were welcome to it and were a part of it.
Now, McCrory won't name those other women. Perdue herself scoffs at the notion.
If there were a good old girl network anywhere in America, you would have had a lot of changes in the country.
Nonsensical as it is for McCrory to talk about a good old girl system, none of the women I spoke to seemed all that troubled by it. Here's Cynthia Wolf.
I think he probably means that he wants to get rid of cronyism, whether it's men or women. He's probably just being egalitarian in his speech. That would be my guess.
And
good old human, good old person doesn't have the same nice ring to it. So.
Indeed, it doesn't. But McCrory's attempt at a catchy one-liner is muddled by the presence of a female in the governor's mansion. Throughout the campaign, he's tried to link his opponent, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton, to Perdue's deep ties in Raleigh.
For the last 15 years, we had a very powerful, what you call in political science terms, powerful power elite.
Meaning Democrats.
They happen to be Democrats in power, and believe me, it could happen to Republicans, too. It's not exclusive, but it was a Democratic, very democratically controlled power elite machine. Tony Rand, Mark Basnight, Jim Black, Beverly Perdue, Mike Easley. It was a very small group of people that held on to committee chairmanships for over a decade and really controlled the levers of power in North Carolina politics.
I don't know what he means.
Again, Governor Perdue.
I think the people elect folks across the state that they believe in, and they send them to Raleigh to serve. They send them to Washington to serve, and real leaders begin to appear.
And if that is McCrory's definition of an exclusive club, says Perdue, then what do you call the new Republican leadership in the legislature?
You would say that we are at the precipice of a new kind of network of good old boys.
One that some future candidate could promise to break up. For WFAE and in search of the good old girls club, I'm Julie Rose.